Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ken Davis, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of the Don't Know Much About History. It was his first one, his first book, and I'm holding in my hand the 20th anniversary special edition of his New York Times bestseller, and he's written so many others. Don't Know Much About Presidents, Don't Know Much About Science. You got his children's series, Ken, right? I love your American Presidents book.
That's the most recent one. The American Don't Know Much About the American Presidents.
It's outstanding, and every 12-year-old should have that book in their hand.
I hope every 22-year-old,
and
too.
Yeah, 22-year-old. Well, they buy it at 12, and they keep it their whole their life, Ken. I'm trying to get some early sales here, Ken. Ken, thanks again for hanging out with us, and congratulations on your great success as a historian, as a chronicler. Ken, when we talked in the previous segment about saying Happy Memorial Day, as we were talking about it, all I could think about was I could imagine that those who did pay the ultimate price for our, not only to preserve our freedom, but to extend our liberties that we have. And I do differentiate those two. I want to imagine them saying, you know what? We didn't do what we did so you could be dour and wrap yourself in ashes and sackcloth for a weekend. You know, we did that so that you could live your life, so that you could pursue your life, so you could pursue happiness, so that you could do what you want to do, and as we do. What do you think?
I think you're completely right, and I've come around to that. I used to, think, oh, it's terrible that we don't think enough of it. But you're absolutely right. We are enjoying this day as Americans and freedom and happy, pursuing happiness. No guarantee of it, of
right.
course, but only that we have the right to pursue it because of that sacrifice. And maybe that is the best way to look at it, that we can say, as in spite of the sadness, in spite of the sacrifice that we are marking today, mm-hmm. that we can celebrate the fact that we enjoy extraordinary rights and freedoms and liberties because of those million men and women who have, million plus, mm-hmm. who have given their lives over the centuries. And, you know, as I said earlier, talking about the beginning of this holiday, it was seen as a Civil War recollection, and it was only after World War I then that it became viewed as a day to recognize the sacrifice of all those who died in all of America's wars, going back to the Revolution, of course.
Right, right. No, exactly. You know, I said I differentiate between freedom and liberty. I believe freedom comes from God. I believe liberty is a contract that you and I give to each other. It started with a desire by the founders to take the freedom that they had by being here in the United States, in America, and converting that freedom into liberty, into a document, into a constitution that expands our freedom into things that can be canonized, that can be written down, that we can count on. I think those are elements of liberty, and I that's the reason why I differentiate those two.
Well, of course, Jefferson said we are all endowed with it, and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So he might debate that with you, but I understand your point completely. And that's the flip side of that is, of course, that with liberty, with freedom, with the Constitution, of course, 1776 is our declaration. 1787, some of the same men go back to Philadelphia and write the Constitution to form a more perfect union.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is to ensure domestic tranquility, but also to create a commonwealth for the people, by the people, and of the people, as Lincoln
right.
said. So, you know, it is a a contract that implies some responsibilities. We, of course, are guaranteed certain liberties and freedoms that cannot be taken away, and others that the government can sometimes try and take away. Mm-hmm. And that's this tension between freedom and our responsibility to each other and to a government that sometimes we disagree with.
Well, you know, I've thought many times, what could I do? What could I do to earn? Is there anything I could do to earn what I've been given by those who paid the ultimate price? And the only thing I can think of that I can do is to do everything I can to preserve what they died for. And that's the only way we can justify this happiness, this to be able to do what we're going to do this weekend, to enjoy it and have picnics, etc. And justify and earn that. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Of course, the devil's in the details because we disagree sometimes. I don't mean you and I. I mean we.
Well,
the people
you and I do sometimes. That's great. But isn't that part of the beauty of it?
I think so, and that's the tension that exists here. And of course, we even have the idea that the majority can't just tell the minority what to do all the time.
Exactly.
It's a complicated idea, but that's part of what we celebrate today.
That's well said, Ken. Ken, thanks for being here. Good job today. Thanks for all the great years together, and let's do some more.
Oh, well, we have another holiday coming up where we talk some history.
We're looking forward to it. Thanks, Ken. Ken Davis,
thank you,
ladies
Jim.
And gentlemen, the 20th anniversary of his Don't Know Much About History book is out right now. Check it out. Quick break. I got to be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.